From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Rallies engulfed Europe Saturday over the migrant crisis, where 500,000 migrants and refugees have been reported to be seeking asylum in the European Union member countries so far this year. Tens of thousands of people filled central London to protest the British government's position on the escalating refugee crisis. Human rights activists, politicians, and performers marched to Parliament Square in solidarity with the refugees who are trying to escape armed conflict, especially in the Middle East. Hugh Elliott is a charity worker in London.
Well, I think we have two obligations. First of all, to be taking in more people from the Syrian diaspora, and also to making sure that the people who are already in the UK having their asylum claims assessed properly and fairly.
A crowd of about 30,000 people rallied in Copenhagen, Denmark, in favor of taking in thousands of refugees seeking a better life in Europe. In Sweden, around 1,000 people gathered in Stockholm in a show of support for a more generous government policy on welcoming the refugees. But about 5,000 people joined a protest against the migrants in Warsaw, Poland, as the government has opposed fixed refugee quotas proposed by the EU. Egypt's Prime Minister Ibrahim Malab and his cabinet resigned Saturday in the face of intense media criticism and a widening corruption investigation that saw the agriculture minister arrested just days ago. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi asked outgoing petroleum minister Sherif Ismail to head a new government within a week after accepting Malab's resignation. The key portfolio holders, including defense, interior, and foreign ministers, are expected to remain in the new government. This is VOA News. Saudi officials have pledged that this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The huge crane crashed through the ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers, just days ahead of the annual Hajj pilgrimage at one of Islam's holiest sites. The head of Saudi Arabia's Civil Defense Authority, Suleiman Al-Amr, said that high winds during a storm caused the disaster. Prince Khalid Al-Faisal, the governor of the Mecca region, has ordered an investigation into the incident. Two Russian military cargo planes carrying 80 tons of humanitarian aid have arrived in Syria to set up a tent camp for more than 1,000 refugees. They landed even as the main Syrian opposition group blasted Moscow over its military presence in the predominantly Arab country. Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov said Saturday that the humanitarian aid included materials for setting up camps, including beds, mattresses, stoves, water cisterns, and food. President Barack Obama has expressed concern about Russia's increased military activity in Syria. U.S. General Philip Breedlove, that is NATO's supreme allied commander for Europe.
It remains to be seen what this will be in the end. We do watch it with concern, and what we are most concerned about is any operations that would continue to support the Assad regime.
Moscow says that it has been sending military equipment to help the Syrian government fight the hardline Islamic State group and has also sent experts to train the Syrian army to use that equipment. A cooking gas cylinder exploded Saturday in a crowded restaurant in central India, killing at least 89 people and injuring many others. Police said that the death toll had risen throughout the day as rescue workers continued to extricate bodies from underneath the rubble. About 100 people were injured in the blast, 20 of them seriously, and were transported to hospitals for treatment. A police inspector also said that detonators that were illegally stored in an adjacent room near the restaurant also exploded. The eatery in Madhya Pradesh state, about 950 kilometers south of India's capital, New Delhi, was packed with people having breakfast when the powerful explosion occurred. And at the U.S. Open tennis tournament, Flavia Panetta of Italy has defeated Roberta Vinci to take the women's title. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.